up, Mr. Parallel. You're going down. This is you, and I'm going to my ham radio gut beating, and, dual love stickly.
No, Cass, I'm limited long distance.
And it will never end, as far as you know?
No, it will never end. It will never
DJ end. Mollis.
The tone you will hear next will be the standard pitch.
You are listening to Radio Bridge America.
Change your long distance provider to Quest Long Distance?
Yes.
You're giving your permission to change your local long distance provider to Quest Long Distance, correct?
Yes.
I took Quest Unlimited plan of $30 per month for the first 12 months with unlimited residential state to state, in state, and if selected local toll voice calls within the United States, correct?
Whoa, for the first 12 months?
That's what it tells me.
Alright, this is RFA 70. What number is this plan?
6.
76. 76. It's been 2 weeks. You know, I think I had a little empty spot within me, right? I felt emptiness without the RFA. Bland, did you feel that as well?
Most definitely. This is why Wednesday is the best time for RFA to stream, is because, you know, my job, it's not the greatest job in the world. And, you know, Monday sucks. Tuesday sucks. But then, you know, that whole first half of the week, you got RFA to look forward to, you know? And then once RFA's off, shit, you know, the next morning it's Thursday, and then Friday, and then your weekend's here.
Yeah, it's rolling by then.
Yeah, so RFA is like the beginning of the good part of the week.
Yes. Now, you also have Ben Rev on Tuesdays. That helps get you through.
Most definitely.
But now we've got RFA. As we said, it's 76. It's been 2 freaking weeks. I don't know what to do. What do I do? What do I do now, Glenn? Oh, yes, show notes. I have the show notes. You know, I gotta tell everybody. Actually, I was on Bin Rev this week. The fuck was that? I think there was a car accident outside my house. These last two weeks have just been... You know, I'm not going to whine and say they've been hell, but they've been hell, man. They have just been... messed up, really messed up, long hours, and everybody else has the same situation, I'm sure, you know, but it just, it's not conducive to doing a good radio show, to doing a show at all. But we're back, we're here, and we've got a great show. We actually have Bland's Telephonic Spectacular. That's right, we've got tons and tons of phone calls at the end of the show. I cannot wait. We've got lots of numbers from lots of people. Bland, you've got a few numbers as well, correct?
Yep.
Very nice. We were going to have, this is another reason I'm bummed. We were going to have Zapper on, Zapperlink. You've heard him on previous RFAs. But his telco, Quest, sucks ass because his line is so terrible. The wiring in this area is just horrible. Everything. And he's, well, anyways, we've sampled other numbers in his area and they suck as well. And there's a fucking car alarm outside my house.
Good radio.
God damn. So, yeah, his levels were so low just as to not be recorded. So, we're really bummed Zapper couldn't be on. He said, though, and he said we can pimp this, he's going to make a recording. He's actually going to give a Linux review. He's going to have a Linux segment. He's going to pre-record it. We're going to play it on the next show. So, look forward to that. Let's start with an email. An email from, all right, here I go, Otsuketa, yeah, that's right, Otsuketa, that's her handle. Duel, well, first of all, I love RFA, and I love the information on your website. You guys totally rock ass. I'm pretty new to the freaking scene, and it's been very hard for me to find information, text files and websites that are still up and running, that is modern. I don't know anyone who freaks, so it's been even harder. I've been looking at 2600 and Frack and stuff, but most of the stuff in general that I found on Freaking was out of date, as in from the 70s, 80s, and early 90s. Don't get me wrong, it was good, but it was out of date. Your website is a godsend. Do you have any other places that you think newbies such as myself should look for information online? If so, please let me know. And I'm going to break right here so I don't forget. First site you need to go to, other than oldschoolfreak.com, is Freaks and Geeks. That has got the shit. It's run by Icon, and it's got tons of stuff. Text files, sounds, programs, scans, pictures, everything you need, Freaks and Geeks. That's like the number one freak site. I continue with the email. Some basic information about me. My handle is Otsuketa, and I am a blank-year-old female who lives in blank. I'm keeping this private here. I've loved phones since I was a kid. That's cool. I'm one of those people that always takes things apart to see how they work and puts them back together again. In my earlier teens, I always wanted to start freaking, but I didn't have the guts. Now I do. It's been fun so far. I have a partner, and she goes by the handle Watermelon Bist. She's blank years old and, of course, lives in the same state. We've been listening to your show and reading everything on your website and pretty much anything we can find. One thing that we noticed is that there's nothing listed anywhere that we've looked for the state that she lives in. No places to look up the ANI, no bridges, nothing. We don't know where we can find other freakers to talk to or anything. Have any tips for us? That's a very good question. If you feel a little isolated, right, you want to do some freaking, some hacking, your first resource, I think, is a 2600 meeting. If you don't have one in your local area, try to make the road trip. You can make connections that way. Next, PLA, right, phone losers, they have like state sites. So you can go to PLA, look for the link, look up your state, and see if there's anybody there you can get in touch with and hang. Of course, you always have the you know, the friends in cyberspace, right? Like me and Bland. Friends. Forever. True love always. So, remember when you were a kid, the TLA? TLA.
There's a tree. Actually, there's a telephone pole outside my house.
Uh-huh.
That's where I'm going to go carve a heart in the telephone pole with DP and BI.
Oh, yeah. True love always. I'll pass you note in class. So those are good ways to meet people and do the things that you do. And, of course, you can always hop on con lines. Forums are good. And then that way, you know, a lot of times you'll find somebody that you can hook up with. And I think the last way is cons, right? DEF CON, H2K2, maybe H2K4. Who knows if that's going to happen? I know there's some cons down south. I know there's one in there's one in like El Paso or Laredo, like Cuervo Con or something like that. So yeah, that's another way to meet people. To continue, another thing, a funny coincidence, really. My mother works at Walmart. They treat her like shit, and she's the best in the department she works at. Really, she does cake decorating. Before she worked at Walmart, she worked out of our home and was often called out of state to do people's wedding cakes and even birthday cakes. She made cakes for Miss Teen USA pageants, senators, congressmen, and multimillionaires. She just works at Walmart because we hit a pretty big financial slump when my father changed jobs and we needed money really bad. I even had to go to work to pitch in, but anyway, wow, that's pretty awesome. You know, we have fun here. We talk about technology. We all love technology, and technology can be a living for a lot of people. But you know what? Straight up, man. Stories like that, you know, that makes you realize what's important in life. We're going to discuss that a little more later, possibly. I really want to fuck with Walmart.
What?
They treat their employees, namely my mom, like shit, and they deserve whatever the hell they get. I'll email you back at a later time with payphone numbers and whatever else you might need. I can't wait until PWF comes out. Me and Millen are pretty anxious about it. Lots of laughs. It's going to be fun. Hell yeah, it's going to be fun. It's awesome. We're going to be discussing that in a little bit. I was also wondering if I could feature your guys' site and RFA files on my website. Of course. Well, I've got a lot of them, but one in particular, it's under reconstruction, but it'll be up again soon. It's my personal site, otsiketa.com. It's spelled OTSIKHETA.com. I'm going to shut my trap now, and I hope to hear from you. One last time, I adore your website. I'm still listening to you guys' radio show. You rule. All the best. Otsuketa. Okay, this is how you pronounce her handle. I know my handle is kind of hard to pronounce, but it's Iroquois for candy or sweet. Very nice. It's pronounced Otsiketa. Bye for now. Very nice handle. Great email. Of course, you can use anything on the site. Mirror the shows. Take all the text files. Just make sure everybody gets credit. do whatever you want with it. That'd be great. And you do that, and I'll pimp your site big time. Her mom. Let's go back to her mom. First of all, I'm very, very sorry about your mom. You know, nobody should be treated like shit, especially at their job. You know, work is work. And it sucks even worse if you get treated like shit. And it's too bad it's Walmart. I've got how many pages? As I flip through it, that's bad reading right there. I have in my hand 170 pages of stories just like that. In my hand, 170 pages of people and communities being treated like shit by Walmart. What I hold in my hand is a book by Bill Quinn titled How Walmart is Destroying America and the World and What You Can Do About It. I went to a unique place where you can buy unique books, and I found this book. And of course, everybody contributing to PWF, it was right up my alley. And I bought it, started reading it, and I read about half of it. And it just goes on and on and on with logical stories, lots of websites, lots of references. This is a he's a grandfather, and people have just been writing to him, and he's got all these lists of how Walmart. Let me give you an example. The book is basically, it's like a book of lists. Let's see, 6 reasons to beware of Walmart, and then he goes on why, what they do to communities and people. The benefits that people have to endure, or lack of, I should say, pay, what they do, I don't want to say price gouging, but it's damn near it, you know, they'll undercut people, put them out of business, and then jack up their prices. You know, I don't know if I don't know if everything in the book is true, but it definitely makes you think, and you can see what's going on around you, and go to a Walmart and see what's happening, and well, hey, wait a minute, maybe this is true. You know, you hear a story like this, maybe you go talk to some people that work at Walmart, and maybe you'll find out that it is. I will put this book, the title, the link to the publisher's site, and also a link to some of the sites that he cites in his book in PWF file, so you can check that out for yourself. It's a good book. If anything, you should read it to open your eyes, right? You should read it to be enlightened. You know, to see what, you know, because all of these stories from all these people, you know, I would think some of them are true. The one thing I don't like about in the book, about his writing, he uses blankety blank a lot. You know, I think he should just go out and say, you know, those motherfuckers at Walmart did this and that. He uses blankety blank, and I guess that's good. You know, from what I've read, I think he's an older gentleman, you know, one of those guys that he can afford to say whatever he wants, you know, let him. So,
But if you're going to do it, go for the fucking gusto.
Totally, man, totally. So I'm reading this, and I'm like, man, just say it. Just go ahead and say it. But of course, I'm sure the publisher didn't want it to, so whatever. It's a good book, definitely enlightening, and you will see that in PWF. And it should be up soon. You know, it should be coming out in easy, and I don't know what's taking so long, but shortly you will see that text file, and there will be an even bigger, better version. It's already improved immensely, right? I had to make a cutoff point, you know, for submitting it to an e-zine. And once that comes out, actually there'll be a whole page. Oh, that's right, oldschoolfreak.com's got an upgrade. You'll see PWF in the upper right corner of the nav bar coming soon. Also, there's a new video files page where you can get all the videos with new ones coming shortly. So keep your eye out for PWF and more updates to oldschoolfreak.com. I feel like I feel like some kind of like a game show host right now or something. It's really weird. I've got this like tone. It's very odd. Yes, look for updates at oldschoolfreak.com.
Well, what he's won, Duel.
You've won a new internet computer for $40. This is... I was going to talk about Blaster, right? How could we not, really? Let's. Blaster, the worm. The Microsoft vulnerability that's been up for a month, at least, that ravaged the internet. I mean, pretty much, you know, it made CNN. It definitely affected computers that I had dealt with. Not that I had control over, mind you, but... Just one, yes, that's correct. Why don't you tell them about that, Bland?
Well, one night, Saturday night, we were on the phone really, really till the wee hours of the morning. And one of the things we did was my XP box was unpatched, and we took turns owning it. That was pretty cool.
Using that exploit, that's right. We didn't put the worm on it. We just, you know, we did the script kiddie thing. We found some exploits for it. It worked very well. Bland, of course, here's what happened. Bland actually gave me a shell in his box, so I went in, and I don't know how it happened. We said, hey, well, let's try this out, you know. We never bothered. It's not like we can go out on the internet and do it, because that would be illegal. So we sat and owned his box all night long, tried different vulnerabilities, learned what things did, you know, looked at the code, tried to understand what was going on. Of course, the shell code, fuck, I know what's going on. But, you know, like, one exploit would crash the box, one wouldn't. It was nice. It was a lot of fun. So, you know, just from that, right, just from that being out for a month, all of that exploit, there's lots of exploit code that was around long before the worm, but people still didn't fix it, for crying freaking out loud. And we talked, actually, Snake and I talked about it on BinRev, so listen to that if you want to hear more talk about Blaster, but that was fun. If there's a vulnerability that comes out, and you want to try it out, do it. There's nothing wrong with grabbing somebody else's code and giving it a shot. Take a look through it, right? See if you see anything a little fishy, of course. Right? You don't want to be running stuff that that you wouldn't want running on your box. But, oh, fuck. Get a test network, for crying out loud. Get a couple of cheap boxes, right? A Linux box with no X, and then a Windows box, you know, that can... And then try some stuff out and then freaking format everything. Have some freaking fun. There's nothing wrong with running somebody else's code. That was fun. Thank you very much, Bland.
Oh, no problem.
And I have to say, this is just one more reason to run Linux. Am I wrong?
Oh, without a doubt.
I mean, it's... I don't know. The choice is so logical. I don't see what the problem is. Well, of course I do. It's big money. Big money, people in power. Next, well, you know what? Let's continue with this Linux topic. We've got actually lots of Linux to talk about. Not as much since Zapper's not here. I miss you, Zap. Okay,
Zap.
We love Zapper. I scored during this 2 weeks. I did happen to find a new internet computer, right? Larry Ellison from Oracle made these a couple of years ago. And they were cheap back then, diskless computers, right? No hard drive. Just meant to be like a, you know, an email internet browsing machine. It booted off a CD and ran, I don't know what derivative it was, but, you know, I think it was called Nick Linux. I'm not sure, actually. Just a CD running Linux, and it had Netscape. I think it had SSH. And you could do some things with it. You could do some hacking on that. And I scored it for $40, and it's a great little box. First thing I do, of course, is try Nopix, and it worked great. USB didn't work. Sound does work. Video worked fine. It's a great little box. $40, it's a deal. If you can find one of these, it's awesome. Let's say you've got a router at home. It blocks any, let's say, NMAP scans that you want to do outside of your local network. You got to put a box in the DMZ, right? Well, you don't want to, you know, you can, I'm sure everybody here could secure their box, put it on the DMZ, and feel fine. But if you want a real easy box secure, throw this out there. There's no hard drive, nothing. Throw in Nopix STD even, and do whatever you need, and then, you know, you have no worries about getting owned. Who cares, right? So, very good box for $40. As Bland mentioned, actually I mentioned that Bland gave me a shell on his box, and that was a, if I'm correct, a fresh install of Red Hat 9.
Yes, it was.
You're back, dude.
It was my first love.
First is always the best.
Oh, yeah.
And what brought you back?
Well, you know, I'm not ashamed to admit this at all, but I am a distro whore. If there's an obscure version of Linux that two guys bought a 20 sack and decided to throw together, then by God, I'm going to run it.
Nice.
And I just love it. I mean, it's great. I mean, first of all, I need to practice, and everybody needs to practice. Setting your stuff up, a fresh distro, you know, kind of uncharted waters, and you want to figure out how to make that Orinoco card go to monitor mode, or you really want those NVIDIA drivers, you know, you want to set up Snort again from scratch and really make it work. I mean, it's a good thing to do to every once in a while, you know, break your box and really try to get it up and running again.
Hell yeah.
It's just, it's good knowledge.
It is, very much so. And it's damn fun.
And plus, the distro that I had been using before I went back to Red Hat, and I promised the developers I'd pimp them, was Evil Entity Linux. It's at undeadlinux.com. And it's a really good distro. It's solid. It was based on Slackware originally, but now the compatibility they said was about 2%. I did recognize, I later installed Slackware, and the install program bared similarities. So, you know, and that, and also where the PCMCIA restart command was, it wasn't in initd, it was in rc.d/rc.pcmcia, which is like Slackware and unlike Red Hat. But I used it. It was a solid distro. I broke away from it because I hate Enlightenment.
Amen, dude.
It used Enlightenment, and I just can't stand it. The when it installs Enlightenment, during the install process, it tells you that we're installing Enlightenment because start buttons and their clones are for inferior operating systems and their clones.
Ooh.
And, you know, they got a point, but give me that little red hat in the bottom left-hand corner that I can just go clicky-clicky and just pretty much go to wherever I want to.
Yeah.
And also, Zapper Pence Red Hat, he's been down with Red Hat for a long time, and his love has never wavered. And, you know, he was like, you know, you should give it a try. It was my, Red Hat 8 was my very first distro, and Red Hat 9 was my second distro, and then the distro whoring began. So, after coming back, coming full circle, not full circle, but coming back around in my Linux knowledge, I think Zapperlink would say any distro is really, really good if you can configure it properly. So, I guess your distro is as good as you are, and now that I am a lot better at Linux than I was when I first bought that Red Hat distro, I'm finding it to be a lot more enjoyable, because I can express myself in ways on Red Hat that I've learned to do on Debian and on Slackware, on an Evil Entity, and Mandrake also.
Wow, that was deep.
I'm good for something every once in a while.
Hell yeah. Now, and I believe you just told me that you basically, you've got this thing configured exactly how you want it, right?
Yeah, I've got, you know, I've got it, I don't have it locked down yet. Well, I do. I've got the host.deny, .deny, I've got it configured to everybody, so nobody's getting in my box except for you.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, no problem. And so it's locked down that way, and also my router, our router security is pretty good. So, you know, it's more or less locked down, but it's not like I could take it and put it in the DMZ. I mean, if it wasn't behind the firewall, it would probably be, for Zapper, it'd probably be about a 10-minute hack.
Yeah.
So my goal, here's my ultimate goal, because there's no such thing as perfect security. My goal is to have delay. You know, and you've mentioned that. All security is good delay.
Right.
So my goal is to make it a 2-hour hack for Zapper. If I can do that, if I can give Zapper a show on it and say, hey, you got 2 hours to root me, and he can't do it within 2 hours, I'll be satisfied.
That's pretty good, actually. So if he was already on the box and he could escalate his privileges, wow. Yeah, that'd be really good.
Yeah.
You use wireless, if I'm correct, on that laptop.
Definitely. Orinoco Silver, baby.
Yeah, Orinoco is just the best. Actually, Zapper was going to rant about Wi-Fi cards, too.
Yeah, he was having a problem. I almost steal his thunder because I'm confident that we can get him to a decent phone line, and, you know, that hopefully I can be on the show with him. But he was mentioning that his NIC card was basically not really digging Linux that much, and he's been hacking on it on and off forever. You know, trying to update the firmware, and he took the Shmoo patch, the Orinoco patch, and tried to make it work for his NIC, because his main beef with it is it won't do monitor mode. And so he was trying to, you know, reverse engineer that, make it work, and he said it was just a no-go. So he's been hacking on that.
It might be hardware. The hardware might be his problem.
Yeah.
The hardware just might not be able to do it. What kind of card is it, do you know?
I can't remember. It was obscure. I had never heard of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it was a speed stream.
Something like that. It was one of those. It sounded real. Sounded really aftermarket.
You know, I think if I'm correct, that Walmart. Oh, here comes Walmart again. They have a line. I don't know. I've only seen it there. There's a line of networking equipment, Wi-Fi cards and Ethernet NICs, and they're in like yellow and purple boxes, and they look really, how do I say it, cheap, you know? I don't know if that's it, but things like that, you know, stay away from. Spend the extra jack, and actually, it's not that more. And get a good Orinoco, man. Whether it's Windows or Linux, I think Orinoco is the best all-around card you can get.
Yeah, I paid, I want to say I paid $65 for mine, so that, I mean, that's pretty good.
That's a steal.
And it's, you know, shit, I paid, I think I paid $60 for my WPC 11 version 3.
Ooh.
Yeah, got $20 for that.
Yeah, it's, that's one to sell. Yeah, you can't beat the Orinoco. I know Cisco's have better radios, whatever. Orinoco, I think, is the best card out there. There's another line of cards, another line of wireless equipment, Buffalo, which everybody's heard of Buffalo. Well, now CompUSA, CompUSA, is now carrying that. They actually have little boxes, and you know what's kind of cool? You know, I was looking at the boxes, and I was seeing, you know, what is it, you know, where's the compatible operating system and all that crap? There's nothing on there. It doesn't say Windows XP 2098 SE. It says nothing. Linux, nothing. It's just, it's the product. That's what it is. It doesn't say compatibility about anything. They sell Omnis, right, in a little box. They sell directional antenna. Really cool stuff. I'd love to try it out. I don't have the money, unfortunately, but if anybody's tried that stuff, let us know. Buffalo products that they sell now at CompUSA. So you've got an Orinoco. Just set it up on your Red Hat box. You got Kismet working, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. Via someone's script.
Really? Oh, wait. So you War Drive, and you've also done other things, like, I don't know, spoofing the Mac?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have.
Really? And does it work?
Yes. One Mr. Dual Parallel.
Woot.
script. It's oldschoolfreak.com. It's called macninja.pl. And what it does is it's got two switches. It's got a S switch and a W switch. You type in Perl, MacNinja.pl, and then either switch, and then your the device you want to spoof the Mac on. And, you know, it's a Orinoco thing, isn't it, Dual? It's like just
Orinoco. It is. Orinoco's is the one you can spoof the Mac on.
Okay. So Dual wrote it, I downloaded it, I ran it, and it works really well. You know, you have to get an IP from your WAP again, DHCP style, but that's easy to do. In Red Hat, you know, Red Hat's cool. One of the beefs I have with Red Hat is that a lot of the stuff is automatic, and in being automatic, a lot of the stuff is proprietary is not the right word, but it's automated to a fault, I guess is probably the way to say it. It doesn't have a DHCP client that ships with Red Hat. You have to go and get your own. And the way it grabs IPs from a DHCP server is by their, they have their own script. I can't remember what it's called. DH client. Yeah, it's called DH client.
DH client, yeah.
And you do that, and you know, it gets you up and running. It's good for people that want to turn their computer on and have it work. It's bad for people that want to go in there and monkey around with stuff. So I downloaded DHCPCD and compiled that, installed that, and then I ran dual script. It spoofed my MAC address. I had to get another IP from the router. Came up. I did ifconfig eth1. It showed me a MAC that clearly was not mine. Pinged Google. Went, checked my email, visited the Stank Dog forums at stankdog.com.
Hell yeah.
And then came back, shut it down, restarted my PCMCIA services, ifconfig eth1 up, got a new IP, reset it to my old MAC address, ran the MacNinja Perl script with the W command, which is the War Drive command, and it failed.
It failed?
It failed because I'm using the new version of Kismet. The version of Kismet that the script was written for had a different syntax for going into monitor mode. So I wrote down, well, basically remembered, I remembered the command that I needed to do for the new version of Kismet to put it into monitor mode, edited the Perl script accordingly, ran it with a W switch, and it worked great.
Very nice. That's if you're uber paranoid. Very nice. So you you fix the script, now it works. I will take that fix and stick it in there. That's awesome, man. Thank you for testing it.
Well, thanks for running. It's a hell of a script.
And it, well, thank you. It's really simple. And I got there's a few things I got to say right now. First, I got to thank Kid E for helping. We had some posts on the forums, and he helped with the commands. He actually came up with the commands for the S switch, right? That worked out really well. So thank you, Kid E. I gave him shots in there. And then second, now you had to restart your DHCP. I'm using Arch Linux, and everything's right now for me. Everything's manual. So when I turn it on, nothing starts automatically, which is actually good if you want to go and use a WAP, you know, that you know of, and want to spoof your Mac, right? You don't want to boot up next to it, have it, you know, give you a real IP with your real Mac, right? You don't want that to happen and log it.
Oh.
So that's one tip. If you have everything start automatically, right, like Blansbox does, make sure if you're going to use, or if you happen to be around a WAP that you boot up, make sure you're not around that WAP, right? If you understand what I'm saying. Make sure you boot up somewhere else, right? Before that WAP gives you an IP, stop your, and then run the script and restart your DHCP. Or don't start it automatically, go ahead and boot up, spoof it, then get your IP address. So there's a couple of things. So thanks, Kitty. Thank you, Bland, very much for testing that out. I'll actually put that in this, in the script itself that it's been tested and run on Red Hat 9, as well as that fix. So Mac Ninja, check it out. I think that's all the Wi-Fi. That's all the Linux too. I want to talk more Linux, man. Seriously, I'm like, I've been on a, I don't know. I go on these like kicks, you know. It's like I don't know. It's like a little addiction. It's like a mini addiction. Like for a while, I'll just be like Linux all the time, you know. I just, all I'm doing is messing with computers and learning stuff there, and you know, and then it'll just, it won't go away. It'll just kind of wane. And then I'll start messing with phones, and I'll be reading up on the system, and I'll be doing stuff with phones and scanning, and you know, and then that'll kind of wane on, and then I'll do something else, you know, usually back to Linux, but it's really weird. Does that happen to you at all?
Oh, most definitely.
Seriously? Okay, good. I thought it was kind of weird, or I was a freak. Well, I know I'm weird, but, you know, it's really fun, though. It's so, and I know, you know what, that night, we were on the phone just banging away. You know, that's the feeling, you know, and that's what you get. It's just like, you're so into it. You want to absorb all the knowledge you can. You're reading, you're banging away on the keyboard, you're doing all this stuff, you know, and that's what it's like for an extended period of time, you know. It's a really good feeling. It's a really good feeling. I hope everybody has friends out there that they can hack with, you know, and I know they do. I mean, shit, go to the freaking IRC channels. You'll find friends right there. And they would be irc.esper.net, RFA, BinRev. I'm going to pimp... what are the other ones? RFA BinRev and DDP and what? HackerMind and also DDP Code a week from
Monday.
A week from, yeah, this last Monday. Yeah, the 25th. Make sure you go to irc.esper.net/DDP Code. Voodoo Hal, right?
Yeah.
Is going to be giving a C++ seminar. Actually, I think he's going to focus on OOP. Object-oriented programming. I cannot wait. I will definitely be there for that. I mean, this is going to be like hardcore professional teaching for free, man. You're just going to go and chill, and this dude is going to bust a class on C++ for you. And if I'm correct, they're going to roll it into a project, which is awesome. I mean, that, what a great idea. I don't know whose idea that was. That was great. I think it was Voodoo's, actually. So, huge props to Voodoo Hal. Everybody, make sure you show up to irc.esper.net/DDP Code Monday night the 25th for Voodoo Hal's C++ seminar. I will be there. Fo show. Fo shizzle. My nizzle. Okay. I think it's time, Bland.
You do too, man. I've got my numbers here. You got your numbers there.
You got the feeling. Should I? Hold on. Should I give some freak news?
What?
Before, all right. We don't have time, do we?
Oh, you know what? Let's play quotation, man. Let's do some calls.
All right. Okay.
We can come back to the freak news.
All right. Well, some of it's a little. Oh, I gotta. All right. Let me at least read headlines. I've got to, because some of it's timely. There's a Vonage VoiceOver IP 3-way caller ID spoofing vulnerability. Okay, everybody read about that on BugTrack. There's that quickly. This is nothing new. Fees to cover cell phone number switching may reap profits. Yeah, the carriers are going to make profits from LNP. Wow, who would have guessed? Next. There was a blackout, by the way. I don't know if anybody noticed on the news. There was a blackout, and guess what? Payphones were the solution, baby. That's right. Payphones become an old-school solution in the blackout. Awesome. Who's been pimping payphones all this time? That's right. That's right. This guy. So it came true. Lines and lines. They should never go away, man. Long live the payphone. Okay, now it's time for the... And we'll use it again. This deserves a whole dollar. Oh, yeah, 50 more cents for the bland, telephonic, spectacular.
Spectacular.
You know, I think Stan called it the craptacular, dude.
You know what? Fuck Stan.
Dude, it was, you know what? It's a lot of, you're lucky, man. Seriously. It's a lot of fun just to call. Seriously, is it fun to be on the show?
Outstandingly fun.
To be on your show, I should say. It is fun. I wish more people would do shows so I could be on them. if somebody wants to take over RFA, let me know. Send me an email. Duel@oldschoolfreak.com. Okay, we've been pimping this for 2 weeks. Bland Telephonic Spectacular. This was Bland's idea, and a great idea it was. It is. We've got lots of numbers. I've got a bunch. I've got a bunch from Organized Turmoil. You've read the awesome show notes. He also sent me some awesome payphone numbers, and then I got a huge list of some toll-free, some watch lines from Twirls. Now, Twirls, was I supposed to send you stickers? I think I promised some stickers, and if I did, I think I deleted your email with your address, so send it to me and I'll get you those sticks. So, numbers from Turmoil, numbers from Twirls, oh, and a couple of good numbers from Decoder. Actually, they're out of his awesome article, Exchange Scanning, and we'll call those near the end. I think those are going to be really, really good numbers. I'm going to call. I've been dying to call this number on the show. Hold on. Oh, and you know what? If the phone craps out, it's back to the freak news. It crapped out once on us this last week, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's hope for the best. Let's try it out here. I'll be right back.
All right.
Yeah. La, la, la. La, la, la. The bland.
Welcome to Bravo, the Queer Eye for the Straight Guy weekly hip-hop hotline. Catch Queer Eye for the Straight Guy every Tuesday at 10 p.m. only on Bravo. And watch ordinary straight guys go from drab to fab.
That's it?
Are you tragically unhip and still wearing clothes from last decade?
Yeah.
That's one now for quick style tips from Carson, our style savant. Do you wish you had a bit of know-how when it comes to food, wine, and entertaining? Press 2 now for essential tips from Ted, our food and wine connoisseur. Want to update your look but don't know where to begin? Press 3 for a hip grooming tip from Kyan, our grooming guru now.
I shaved my balls.
Need a cultural renovation and everything from music to theater to movies to etiquette.
Alright, I'm on close.
FYI, gentlemen, it's a fact. Women notice your shoes immediately. If there's one place in your wardrobe where you don't want to be stingy, it's your shoes. Aside from becoming a repeat customer at the podiatric emergency room because cheap shoes hurt, cheap shoes usually look cheap. Press pound now to return to the main menu to hear additional hip tips from our Fab Five.
Are you tragically unhip and...
Remedial Decorating 101. There's nothing wrong with decorating on a theme.
Okay. I cut the... I draw the line at decorating, cut them off right there. I definitely don't skimp on my shoes.
Right now I'm wearing a pair of $100 shoes.
Yeah, I got my Kenneth Coles going on.
Yeah, I'm wearing my Bruno Mays right now.
Very nice. $100? That's a good deal.
I got up at the Haitian swap meet.
Haitian swap meet! Oh, that's gonna... You know what I should tell him now?
Yes.
This is Bland's idea, of course. Great idea. We got this number from Stank. Bland's got something for Haitians.
Fucking love him, man.
He does. The chicks are hot, whatever. We've got a number from Stank. That's a payphone at a Haitian swap meet, I guess. Whatever, okay. Of course, everybody's equal here on RFA. But this number should be a lot of fun. We're going to call it every week. In fact, Haitians all over the world will be going... All over the world, that's pretty funny. We'll be coming to the Southern Florida Swami. Oh, fuck, I can't keep a straight face. To get on this phone, to get on RFA, because we're giving away $1 million.
Because we're big in Haiti.
Yeah, we're huge in Haiti. I don't know if anybody knew that. We're giving away a Ford Escort every month. To a lucky Asian. All right, so let's call that number right now. I think it's a little late there for a swap meet.
That's when the really cool Haitians show up.
We're going to have to call like on a weekend morning. Okay, modem. Goodbye.
By the way, God bless Stank for giving me that number.
No doubt. We are going to call it. You and I will get on the phone. We'll call it one weekend morning, right? We'll ask them to yell out, "Is Stank here?"
Talk to Stank Dog.
That's right. We need to talk to Stank Dog now. Or you'll be hurt. I think we just alienated our Haitian listenership.
Both of them are going to be real pissed.
Yeah. Okay, let's continue. Actually, this is going to be a cool number here. Hold on. COIN.
Thank you for calling Coinstar. This call may be monitored for quality and training purposes.
Same to you.
Same to you.
Coinstar customer service. This is Wiley. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. Who did I reach?
This is Coinstar.
Coinstar. Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to reach the people who run the water machines. I had trouble. You know, I was trying to fill up my 5-gallon bucket, and it took all my quarter. So this is not the place I need, right?
Apparently not. No, we don't have anything to do with the water machine.
Okay. By the way, I love your Coinstar machines.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Okay.
Don't drink the water. There's blood in the water.
Oh, gross. Yeah, terrorists have poisoned the water supply.
Anthrax and LSD in the water.
Yeah. Ooh, give me a cup. Here, I got one right here. Oh. Mmm.
Hope it's not too tangy.
Liquid heroin. Yeah, oh man, I'm going to be up diverting and calling that one left and right. Actually, that should, that number should foreshadow BinRev 1.2. Ooh. Ooh, hint from Duel. Okay, next. I'm actually jumping around here. What is this one for? Let's find out. Why? Fuck. Be yellow.
Welcome to Yellow Book USA. If you are a business looking for information about advertising in Yellow Book Yellow Pages, please press 1.
You have reached Yellow Book USA's general voice mailbox. If you are interested in advertising with us, please leave your name and phone number, and an agent will call you back as soon as possible. If you are a current advertiser and would like to speak with customer service, please press 0, and you will be transferred to our customer service line.
Hi, my name is Stank Dangler, and I actually have a, well, an escort service here in southern Florida, and I'd like to advertise. I don't know if you guys allow that. I've got exotic dancers, massage, quote, therapy, if you know what I mean. And I was hoping I could put a full-page ad in there, and I'd like to have a girl actually fully nude, if that's okay. I know it'd only be like two color, right, the black and then the yellow, naturally. But I'd really like that. So please, give me a call at 706-925-3334. Okay? Hey, thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Okay. Stank Dangler.
That was so wrong.
What was wrong with that? That wasn't his real number. I mean. Ooh, I got another good one. By the way, I'm not, shit. I haven't been reading out the numbers. Okay, guess what? I will post the numbers either with the show notes or when I post that the show is up. I'll stick these numbers up and everybody can have fun. So, I should probably read them out while I'm doing them, huh? Yeah, I should. Okay. First, of course, I called 866-LOVE-FAB-5. That's LUV-FAB-5. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. It's actually a funny show. Next, I called... Who did I call? Coinstar. I know I called Coinstar, 800-644-COIN, Coinstar customer service. I called 800-YB-YELLOW, that's that stupid yellow pages. Now I'm going to call, well, I'll tell you. Yeah, just listen, hold on.
Thank you for calling Hooters Air. That call may be monitored or recorded on the assurance.
Same to you.
I didn't hear that. That's Hooters Air.
Thank you for continuing to hold. Your call is important to us and will be answered momentarily by the first available Hooters Air representative.
Fuck.
Girl from Ipanema is walking.
It's boxing out. Oh, well, fuck him. You there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it boxed out. Screw him. Hooters Air, everybody. That could be a lot of fun, actually. That could be a really fun number. Next. Ooh. This is one of Bland's numbers. 800, no copies. Or did we get that from Stank?
That's one of Stank's numbers.
Okay, let's call that right now. No copies. And they spell it wrong. C-O-P-Y-S. God, could I dial any slower? I'm too close. You know, piracy doesn't take a break.
You've reached the Motion Picture Association Anti-Piracy Hotline. If you'd like to leave a piracy complaint, please do so now, leaving all pertinent information, including your name and phone number with area code. If you're calling from a law enforcement agency on the West Coast, you may dial 0 and ask for the U.S. Anti-Piracy Department. If you're calling from a law enforcement agency on the East Coast, please call 1-800-508-6822. If you're calling regarding a street date violation, please call 1-800-955-8732. All calls are kept confidential, and thank you for calling.
You know, are you there?
Yeah.
Dude, I resisted a pirate joke so bad. If you have a piracy complaint, yes, well...
yeah, I was out on the lake today, and I got a fucking mauled by some pirates. By they raised that flag,
exactly.
And the got off. You made me give me all this money.
Exactly, that's exactly. Oh, and, you know, yeah, they were trying to poop my swab deck, and it was horrible.
They told me to avast. What the fuck is avast? You guys to ask.
Oh man, monosyllabic patch wearing. bird sitting motherfuckers.
Turkey toting motherfuckers.
Peg leg, freaking.
He's got peg legs and real feet.
Oh, that is fucking funny. All right, let's call this. I want to call this law enforcement number. I'm going to divert to this one. Hold on. La la la. Oh, it died! Fuck! Fuck! The worst thing during this telephonic spectacular. Oh, shnikes. Are you there? Alright, I lost everybody. Okay, we're not stopping. We're rolling. I gotta make sure. Somebody told me that they could hear me dialing, so I'm gonna make sure. Okay. Okay, hopefully they can't, hopefully he knows that it lost him. That I lost him. Damn. Got his voicemail. We got Bland's voicemail. So those numbers that she just read off, when you call 800 no copies, the numbers you get are 800. Well, of course you can press 0 if you're on the West Coast. Law enforcement on the West Coast. The other numbers are 800-508-6822 and 800-955-8732. Let me try Bland again. I think he's probably figured it out by now. So here we go. You're there. Okay, it died. You're back on the air. Wait. Okay, you there? Hello? Okay, hold on. You're going on speaker.
All right.
Okay, now you're back on the air. It died on me, dude. The worst thing that could happen, it did. Okay, let's continue.
Hello?
Yeah.
I think we owe the listeners one pirate voicemail on the MPAA hotline.
Seriously?
Yeah, I really do.
All right, I got to divert to it then. All right, here we go. It died again. Shucks. Darn. Damn. We'll get it. Usually third time's a charm. Here we go. I bet I'll get his voicemail. Okay. We will see. Bland wants to definitely leave a voicemail. I don't know if we should call the, damn it, the law enforcement number or not. We'll see. I don't remember if I can leave one just by dialing the 800 no copies. I'd rather do that. Okay, calling Bland again. He's got to figure out that it dropped him. Yeah, there we go. You're going on speaker. Hold on. All right, there we go. I'll try one more time to this no copies. You want to leave it this time? You want to do the yakking?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay, let me, I'm going to wait till I start dialing that number before I go back, and we'll see if that makes a difference.
All right.
Hold on. So, Bland is still on the other line, waiting for AT&T.
AT&T. Thank you for using AT&T.
Worked. You do the talking.
All right.
Piracy Hotline. If you'd like to leave a piracy complaint, please do so now, leaving all pertinent information, including your name and phone number with area code. If you're calling from a law enforcement agency on the West Coast, you may dial 0 and ask for the U.S. Anti-Piracy Department. If you're calling from a law enforcement agency on the East Coast, please call 1-800-508-6822. If you're calling regarding a treat date violation, please call 1-800-955-8732. All calls are kept confidential, and thank you for calling.
Yes, hello. I have a piracy complaint. I was out swimming and skiing with the children this morning on the lake, and I got hailed by a big ship, and they started shooting cannons and they wanted all my money and started talking about my wife's booty, and I was just jacked. I'll support you guys in helping really stomp out those pirates, except for Johnny Depp. I thought he was really good.
Oh, dude. Oh man, that was so funny. Except for Johnny Depp.
Pirates of the Caribbean kicked ass.
Was it good? I haven't seen it. I'm sorry. I haven't seen, you know, all these quote blockbuster films. I haven't seen one, dude. I haven't seen anything this summer. Well, except The Matrix. I've seen that and that's it. Talking about my wife's booty. Oh, that is so funny, dude. That was hilarious. You were holding that in, weren't you? I could tell.
I was fucking busted.
That was perfect. Shooting cannons at us.
With me? Talking about my wife's booty? Take care of these guys, man.
Our booty. That was hilarious. All right, I want to try one of these. Damn, we got so many numbers, so little time. Let me try... All right, I'm going to try one of these numbers from... Actually, I'll try a couple. Right off the bat from Twirls. Let's see what they sound like here. Hold on.
AT&T. Easy reach 800. To complete your call.
Service has been temporarily disconnected. 20301SG.
Oh. Good one. That was rad. Oh. Bland. Plan.
No.
There we go. Damn. Okay, let's try this other one. That's a pretty good error message. Let's see. This one. Ooh, this should be good. Here we go. Yeah. Dude, somebody fix this. Oh, that is so rad. That is cool.
That was good shit.
Dude, that is going to be remixed so fast. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's, looks like he's got a couple of extenders on here. I'm not going to dial those. Let's dial, ooh, this one sounds cool.
The number you have dialed has a new directory assistance service. Please dial our new area code and phone number, 101-515-8000. Again, that number is 101-515-8000. To be connected to a new national telephone directory assistance service, you must be over 18 and each call costs $1.99. Service Bureau Networks.
Huh, that's different from when...
Dialed has a new directory assistance...
That's different from what he told me it does. Oh, well. That was still pretty cool. This one, let me see. He was scanning. Okay. Oh, yeah. We'll try this on a future show, this last number he gave me. Let's try this one.
We are sorry, but this program has ended, and no further calls are being taken. Thank you for calling.
That was cool. That was probably some promotional program. You call this number and you get something. I'm sure that's what it was about. These are cool numbers. Actually, Twirls, I think, I don't think I'm going to call anymore, because I think we should make a little text file out of this. He gave a lot of cool numbers, so it looks like he scanned three exchanges in the... Yeah, this could be a little text file. So I tell you what, Twirls, if you don't mind, I'll just make it one. Let me know. Let's call. I want to call one of these payphones that Turmoil gave me. He said 24 hours a day there's people here. So let's do it. We got a good one out of the last Walmart number we called. These are payphones. I think he said on some like pier or some amusement park in Atlantic City, something like that. So let's try. There's actually six numbers he gave me. Three of them have RFA stickers. No, Old School Freak stickers, I think, on them. So let's call one of those. Hold on a second, Bland.
All right.
Okay, not good. Actually, that is good. That means maybe they're in use. Oh, maybe there's the power outage is still in this area and they're being used all the time.
Sweet.
Yeah, let's try another one. Hold on. Damn! I bet you we're experiencing that, everybody, that the blackout has occurred and the circuits are totally busy. Let's try one more. Oops. Misdial there. Let me try one up top here. Hold on. Damn. I think we ran into that.
Yeah.
I really do. Crazy. Do you have any numbers you want me to call? I have more.
Yeah, I got about 15.
You're shitting me. Okay, give me some juicy ones.
Okay, 1-800-323-0768.
Okay.
361-771-3582.
What's that?
I have no idea, man.
Shit. Where did you get this one?
I can't remember.
What? I can't. I guess I could. All right, let's try that one right now.
Right.
You didn't give me the number to somebody's house, did you?
Oh, dude.
All right, 361-771-3582.
Yeah.
You're fucking with me.
I'm not fucking with you, dude.
Is this some freaking, like... Is this some setup where it's going to charge me like $25 and it's going to be like, you know, animal porn or something?
Baby?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Dude, seriously, call it.
All right, here we go. Oh, okay. Here we go. I trust him. Sort of. Walmart payphone, maybe.
I don't think so. It was something you would like. I can't remember what it was, though.
It is porn.
Oh. Alright.
Whoever it is, they don't have an answering machine.
I think I remember what it is.
What is it?
I think it's some sort of, like, a prayer line.
Oh, sweet. I love those.
Here's one.
Uh-huh.
501-273-4000.
What's that?
I can't remember. They don't have any of these charted.
Oh, shit. All right, hold on.
Just come across red pay or red phone numbers and write them down.
All right, cool. Hold on. Okay.
Area code you have dialed 501 has been changed to 479. Please.
Slow down, lady.
Yes.
Damn. People must write really slow. Okay. 479 now. Alright, hold on.
Have reached the Walmart auto attendance service.
Ooh.
Your assistance is available Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please enter the 5-digit extension number of the person you are calling now.
Yes. Okay, we've just learned that you call 479-273-4000, you get Walmart. That's corporate, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you dial 12345 and you get a fax. So why doesn't everybody just send Walmart a nice fax? A nice thank you for being so community-minded. Oh man, this book, they would talk about how Walmart is so stingy, they would not give any charities any money. They would, all they would do is use whatever they could and give as little as they could to get as much publicity as possible. Really just slimy. Really slimy. That is a great number, by the way. So play with those five-digit extensions, please.
Hey, I got another one.
All right.
425-882-8080.
Okay.
There's one number in here I'm looking for in particular. I'm hoping this was it.
Okay, let's find out. Here we go.
Thank you for calling Microsoft Corporation.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
If you need to report injuries or existing danger to life or property, press 1. If you know the name of the person you are calling, press 2.
Okay.
The Microsoft Sales and Information Center is open from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and can be reached at 1-800-426-9400. For more information on our products or our services, please refer to our website at www.microsoft.com. Otherwise, please try your call again during our regular business hours. Someone will be happy to assist you. We're available Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. You have reached Microsoft's Life Safety Control Center. This call is being recorded. You have reached Microsoft's Life Safety Control.
You have pressed an incorrect key.
You have reached Microsoft's Life Safety Control.
Please hold.
Okay, I'm not holding for that. That is an awesome number, by the way. 425-882-8080. Very nice. What was that? Damn, I should have... You know what? Let's try that. Hold on.
Thank you for Microsoft Corporation. If you need to report injuries or existing danger to life or property, press 1. If you know the name of the person you are calling, press 2.
Please hold.
Please say the first and last name of the person you are calling.
Bill Gates.
Are you looking for Bill Gates?
Yes.
We are unable to connect you at this time. Please call back during normal business hours of 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Dude, where'd they get that robot, man?
It's probably fucking Bill Gates.
He's like, I'm not here right now, so call back later.
I'm playing Dungeons and Dragons with my buddies.
Yeah, that is awesome. That's a very good number.
That's their instantly. That's their corporate number. That really would get you to Bill Gates, or at least his secretary's secretary. I'm sure.
Exactly.
Hours.
Yeah, his secretaries have administrators.
Yeah.
Let's call. I want to call two numbers from Decoder, and I heard these are really good, so hold on one second.
You have reached the 77th Street DMS 100, serving codes 238-439-492-567-630-680-745, 748-833-836-921. Thank you very much.
Yeah! That is Elvis the Switchman.
MS 100. Serving codes 238-439-492-567-630-680-745-748-833-836-921. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Elvis. That is awesome. Of course, you can get this and this next number from his text file at oldschoolfreak.com. Hold on one second here.
You have reached Yonkers DMS 146-375-376-377-378-423-476-963-964-965-966-968-969-979. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Damn, take a breath, dude. Damn. Was that the Micro Machines guy? Was that?
He enunciates really well.
He does. That was pretty good. All right, I got one. Hold on. If I can remember it, son of a gun, I can't remember it.
AT&T. Thank you for using AT&T.
Hello, you've reached AT&T Local Network Services, 5E Switch in Phoenix, Arizona. We are currently unable to take your call right now, but if you will leave your name, your number, and a brief message after the tone, we will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Okay. Dude, I think we're well over an hour.
I'm sure we are.
I'm sure we are. And we had tons more phone calls to make. I'll tell you what. I will put all these together into a text file and call it Bland Telephonic Spectacular. And, of course, I'll give credit to Twirls and Turmoil and Decoder. Well, Decoder's already in the text file. And so everybody else can check them out, call them, and have some fun. Join MCI. Oh, that's boring. What's this one? Here's one I don't know. Hold on. We'll call one more. It's the last call.
This is Tony. May I help you?
Yes, Tony. Who did I reach?
I reached National Teleservice Company. We take orders for products to see on television.
You take orders for what?
National Teleservice Company would take orders for the products you see on television.
Oh, okay. So if I saw, like, George Foreman's Grill or something like that, I would call you and order it there.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so what kind of products do you sell? Crap, it's boxing out. I can't hear it. Sir, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
Was there something you wanted to order today you saw on television?
No, not right now, but I appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Have a good night.
Damn, if it didn't box out, we could have had fun with that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it was boxing up bad, though. That sucks.
I saw Ron Jeremy selling this Swedish-made penis enlarger pump, and I wanted two of them.
Yes. I have two penises, you know. Yeah, I was going to say something about, you know, some sexist thing about a woman, but I thought, nah, better not. So, those are some damn good phone calls. And we could continue. And you know what? I think we will. Not this show. Not this week. But we will continue to make phone calls for you. That's right. We will sacrifice. And we will dial and flash. And deal with reorder tones.
Wait, I have just had a fucking brilliant idea.
As usual.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. Me and Duel are going to take an hour. We're going to call all these numbers. No freak news, no nothing. Just an hour of straight dialing. And we're going to call it RFA 75.
We've already had RFA 75.
What's the one we skipped?
76.
Okay, we're going to call it 76 then.
But I thought this was 76.
It's going to be 75.2. One.
Yeah. You know what? Last show you said that's what we were going to do this show, but of course we had all this other news, and we have more news as well that we skipped to make all these phone calls. You want to do that again? You want to still get more numbers and have a total, utter phone call only show?
Yeah, we'll call it 75.5, and it'll make it for the show we missed.
You know, okay, oh, ooh. Ooh, you know what? That was a genius idea. Let's do this. And actually, this is still your idea, but at the beginning of the show, you actually told me this. Let's do that, but we'll use your idea of making this show 77, and 76 will be the lost ep, but we'll just be collecting numbers and making calls, and it'll be that show that you just said, just numbers, just phone calls, for an hour. Does that sound good?
Beat.
But and that was by the way, that was Bland's idea, by the way. But I think it'll work. I definitely think we can do that. I mean, it'll kind of be funky. There'll be a little discontinuity. And actually, honestly, Bland, that's why I didn't go for it at first, because I was a little apprehensive, right? I didn't, you know, jumping from 75 to 77, whatever. 76 will be the lost episode, and it's going to be the best episode you ever heard. Maybe, like, no music, nothing, just phone calls. That is going to be right. That is a great idea, Bland. That is genius. Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you. And thank everybody in the community for sharing these numbers. These were good numbers. We're going to need some more. We're going to want some more. I think we'll have enough to fill up an hour, especially if we get to play with people like Tim from whatever the hell that was.
And if anybody scans that 425-882, if anyone scans 425-882, I'm sure you might find some really interesting direct office lines.
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed. I also, I had a Kokai I wanted to talk about. I guess I'll save the Kokai till next show. Man, that's, I think we're well over an hour. That should make up, you know what, that alone should make up for that last show. So, keep your eye open, if you're a pirate, keep your sorry, man, it slipped. Keep your eye open for, the lost F76. Dude, we should, never mind, no pirate jokes, that's the worst. Okay.
I was going to make a butt pirate joke, but I thought that would be in poor taste.
Yes, it would be. Well, maybe not for this show. So, scratch what you heard at the beginning. This was not 76. This was 77. 76 will be coming who knows when. Just wait for it. It's going to fucking kick ass. This is RFA. I'm Duel, and that is Bland.
Later.
Later on.